we now, though, are turning our attention on the programme to Kerry's public transport network, because the National Transport Authority have published a host of new proposed routes that will hopefully be put into place in rural Kerry to help connect people and to help get the county moving, I suppose, in a more sustainable way, using more public transport, rather than everyone getting in their own car and travelling from A to B across the county. With me on the line to talk about this, I've got Marion Wilson, who's Head of Service Planning with the National Transport Authority. This is on the Connecting Ireland proposals for Kerry. Marion, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks very much for the invitation to come on the show.
Indeed. Listen, there's a number of different classifications here. There are regional corridor proposals. There are local route proposals. There's, of course, the existing routes that are there. The headline for a lot of people would be, you know, increased public transport routes connecting towns and villages on the Ring of Kerry. Can you give us an overview of what's being proposed here by the NTA?
Yes. Well, the plan is a national plan, obviously, and it seeks to improve public transport right across the country. And we did an audit during this year and last year and discovered that there are many places that don't have any links at all. Some places have inadequate timetables, no Saturday services, no Sunday services, poor inter-peak services. And there's a very big discrepancy between counties. You know, some places have much more connectivity and some places don't have as much. So we're bringing forward this plan to make service revisions over the course of 5 years. It'll result in quite a large additional amount of funding required by the end of the 5 years, but we've gotten a tranche in budget 2022 to bring forward our first package in 2022 of service revisions. So in terms of Kerry, we're looking at building on the success that we did do. We got stimulus funding in 2020 and we made fairly significant changes to the Evora Peninsula service, where we have Local Link now offering a 7-day-a-week service west of Dingle, and we have Bus Éireann with a significantly improved service between Dingle and Tralee, and the timetables are coordinated at Dingle, and we've seen a massive increase in patronage on the Local Link service working between Dingle, Ballyferret, Irvine and Dunqueen. So we're seeking to emulate that kind of experience on the other peninsulas within Kerry, and we're also looking at interurban routes and services that would connect Kerry better towards West Cork and into Cork, and obviously make the connections really between the strengthened interurban services that are running on the main road between the major centres, between Cork, Killarney, Tralee and Limerick. Okay. So that's the principle behind the whole thing.
Yeah, the biggest change will come along the Ring of Kerry, where a new two-way daily bus service would operate. Yeah. I think it's at 5 return trips a day. At the moment, you have, you know, the Evora Peninsula, you know, to the south of Kenmare and Killorglin would have limited services provided by local links, with Bus Éireann as well, having, especially during the winter. So you're talking Castle Cove, Sneem, Cardaniel, Kenmare, Waterville, Carsevine, linking up better and giving people an option better to travel more regularly between those community nodes, if we call them that.
Yeah, that's exactly the principle, Jerry. And what we're trying to do is make sure that there's a coordination so that people can transfer to get the onward travel opportunities at both Kenmare and Killarney at the end of the top end of the peninsula. So that's the general principle. We've put our initial first proposals, which are very much draft, out to public consultation. We're asking people for their views on the principles. You know, the whole principles around maybe making a change in order to achieve a journey, but maybe having more frequency in order to be able to do that. you know, through the course of the working week. So we're asking people to give us their impressions, give us their feedback. We'll look at all of that, and then we will be implementing, as I say, the entire program in tranches during the course of the 5 years. And we also plan to look back at what we have done, as we have done in the Evora Peninsula, and to look back at it and to put more service in where there is an increasing take-up by the market of the initial service offer. So it's not going to be a kind of a static one visitation. It'll be revisited over and over, and in the places where it's successful, we'll obviously be looking to give people more service where we can. And it's all, I suppose, on the general principle of trying to get more people to use public transport more often, because it's one of our key weapons in the arsenal in the climate mitigation measures, and that's a very topical topic of the discussion as well.
Just to cover North Kerry, there'll be coastal routes planned kind of to better link Tarbert, Ballybunion, Wycherley and Limerick and Moyvan in there as well. But would the idea be, if you're, let's say you're living in a coastal region there and you're working in Tralee, or you're, let's say in South Kerry, you're living in Sneem and working in Kenmare, or you're living in Waterville and working in Carrasaveen, that, you know, you would encourage maybe commuters to get involved, get out of that car.
Yep.
And be able to use this regular, reliable route.
Exactly. Because one of the things that we noted in our audit of the existing transport system is that sometimes just a minor tweak of the timetable will bring a bus service into a settlement, you know, into a town that has job opportunities or educational opportunities or training opportunities at the right side of 9 o'clock to allow people to get to those places in time to start, do their day's work or training or whatever, and then get home again in the evening at an appropriately timed return trip. So that kind of thing wasn't generally available right across the board. So we're going to, you know, look at improving all of that, kind of the usefulness of the whole timetable and the level of service for people right across the board.
Yeah. We have a question in here which kind of goes to that. And Marion, with the best will in the world, you're not going to be able to provide a bus for every single time someone wants to travel somewhere in rural Kerry. But an example of, I suppose, the need for the public consultation and people to have their say. A listener says, Local Link need lead later time service for events like football matches, rugby matches, social events, late night shopping, etc. If that person wants to voice that concern, they can do so.
Definitely. I mean, all of that material is great grist to our mill when we're actually looking at the detailed design work and the timetabling. And it would be one of the issues that we would be very conscious of is the build-up of the nighttime economy in rural Ireland, and, you know, the fact that people can't socialise and still stick with the bus as their mode. Now, we know we're not going to get everybody to do public transport for every single reason that they need to travel. But we feel that if we can get a bigger slice of the regularly recurring demands for travel, that's going to make a big impression on the overall carbon footprint of transport generally. We're not going to address 100% of people's demands.
We
also are going to examine the opportunities to maybe, you know, for people in very isolated areas where the conventional fixed line, fixed timetable bus service doesn't really suit. We're also going to look at the possibility of more DRT services and more innovative kind of transport options for people, and we're studying that ourselves, and just going to try a few pilots out in various areas. So that kind of thing will be indeed on our radar as well.
Yeah, certainly will. Marion, from there, you know, the public consultation starts tomorrow. When do you would you expect to be rolling out these routes if approved, if it goes through the process?
Well, we plan to start implementing very early by say quarter one in 2022. We would be planning to see different elements of the plan being rolled out in different areas around the country. So that's our
From that, then you're talking about trying to get people out of the cars into buses. There'll be announcements today, no doubt, about our public transport system and how electrified it might be, or it might run on something other than diesel or petrol. Will that form part of the planning down the line for the buses?
Definitely.
On this route.
The authority has a program of looking at electrifying of different fleet types, including hybrid and including fully electric vehicles. So it's not my particular personal domain, but I know that there is a project underway looking at that within the authority. So it's all moving in the right direction.
Yeah, certainly is. How do people get involved? How do they have their say?
There's a website. Our nationaltransport.ie website has a section on Connecting Ireland. There's both there's a survey there within that corner of the website where you can make your feedback known, and there's also some questions to just allow us to slice and dice and get the demographic background to the responses that we get so to be able to interpret them more accurately.
And it's a very effective map of the current transport network and the routes, and then the proposed transport network. And you can see those connections of where lines aren't there in the current plan and how they would be implemented and how they would connect people in the areas that aren't best served at the moment. So that's a good idea for people as to what would change.
Yeah, it's done on a county-by-county basis. So you can actually go in on the map and click on the map and find your own county, click on that, and then see the current situation and then contrast that with the proposed situation as you've described it. So it's quite clearly laid out, and then you can go to
Interesting question here from a listener. Finally, Mary, I don't know if you have the answer, if it's in your area, but I imagine something you're probably looking at, integrating the services. At the moment, you have the PSO service and the expressway service. The fare-paying customer has to purchase two separate tickets if making an onward journey. Will there be some sort of a leap card, for want of a better phrase or description, or some sort of a connecting where you can buy a ticket in one place and it'll get you through all the services? Would that be an idea?
It's a tricky area, the whole ticketing and the fares. It's a tricky area, but I know again, I'm not directly involved in it at the moment, but it is a project that's underway at the authority, is to look at a national fare scale and the integration between services and the application of that fare scale across the full gamut of services. So
underway. Yeah, if you're switching from car to bus and you can show you're doing it regularly, there have been tax incentives before on the Leap Card system in Dublin to try and get you out of your car. That might be something that might be looked at, but that's more a policy question. Marion, we're going to have to leave it there. But thanks so much
for
giving us your
Thank
view
you so
on
much.
Planning that. That's Marion Woodson,
nice
their head of
you.
Service planning at the National Transport Authority on the Connecting Ireland proposals for Kerry. We'll be posting it up on our social media, the description for Kerry. It's got all the routes outlined. It's got maps so you can show and see what areas, how many times they'll be running, and how effective it'll be for you. If you've an opinion or view on that, get in touch with us on the show.